SciComm was a happy place. That's why most of us wouldn't leave it, even when we knew we faced disaster.
Your brother left.
My brother, like mentor my father, was on SciComm's High Scientific Council. He knew there was no hope when our planet began to boil. So my brother and 1,000 others went off into uncharted space, preferring to take their chances than face sure death.
Did they find another planet?
We never heard from him again. Or any of the others who built spaceships after that and left, as SciComm's temperature kept rising.
If the breakup of the planet was inevitable, why didn't Mentor leave?
My father's dream was to restore SciComm, to make it the beautiful planet it once was. Nobody shared his dream. They all left, preferring to take their chances in the unknown.